All right, let's focus on an issue that a couple of years ago caused absolute consternation when Cyril Ramaphosa, as president, announced late one evening and quite suddenly that the ANC was going to back an amendment to Section 25 of the Constitution to allow for land expropriation without compensation before the parliamentary hearings that were going on all around the country to consult people had even finished. It sent the property market into a nosedive, the rand into a nosedive, the stock market into a nosedive, and everybody got very upset. Now we've had bigger fish to fry, and I think people realise it may be not quite as significant as most people think. But today, debate in Parliament on the issue. Babalo Ndenze is our parliamentary correspondent, and he joins me now. Babalo, a very good afternoon to you. OK, what's happened so far?
Hi, good afternoon, Mike. Yes, the ANC's this almost three-year process basically culminated about an hour ago, with the ANC's 18th Constitutional Amendment Bill failing, you know, to meet the muster. And they only managed 204 votes, and they required 267, which is two-thirds. And but almost every single opposition party, from the bigger ones to the smaller ones, from the EFF to the DA, IFP, Freedom Front Plus, all voting against the passing of the bill. And two-thirds majority would have not gone ahead without the DA or the EFF. And it was almost clear from even before the matter started, even before the debate started, Mike, that the parties would be opposed to this bill. It was clear from the deliberations in the ad hoc committee that came up or introduced the legislation amendment. And it was clear from today, all parties signaled, indicated that they would be opposing the bill even before the debate started. And so this process basically came to a culmination now, and it has failed. The EFF making it quite clear that they weren't supported, even though they were the ones who initiated this motion at the very beginning, 2018, with the ANC coming along a bit later. But the EFF says the ANC introduced no compensation, which they say is quite vague. It could mean that land could be sold at below market value, and they don't trust the inclusion of no compensation. But the Freedom Front Plus, I beg your pardon, not the Freedom Front Plus, the Freedom Front Plus, Corne Mulder, says that no compensation for his party means that it's still without compensation or zero compensation. So that's the reason they would oppose the passing of the bill. And other parties also expressing similar sentiments. And the ANC, obviously, quite disappointed at the end of this sitting.
Is this it for now? Is this done and dusted? This debate is all over?
This is it. They failed to reach two-thirds, so the bill falls away and it will not be read a second time. It won't even go to the National Council of Provinces. It just means that it's over now. And I spoke to the DA's parliamentary caucus chairperson, Dr. Annelie Lotrit, yesterday, and she said that it's wasteful expenditure if it fails. If it doesn't fail, that might be a different story. But if it fails, this could be a wasteful expenditure because a lot of money was spent, millions were spent on this process, public hearings in all nine provinces, not once but twice, Mike, on two separate occasions. Even during the COVID-19 pandemic, one of the levels, I think towards the end of 2020, the public participation continued. So the matter is as simple as that, Mike. It's over now. The Constitution won't be amended to allow for land appropriation without compensation, unless maybe in the future another party or the same party brings another amendment bill, or either through a private member or through a party brings another amendment suggestion to amend the Constitution. But for now, it's the end for the matter.
But I know this is political speculation, which is difficult, but this puts the EFF in an interesting position. If this is considered an electoral hot button, if this is considered a vote winner, the ANC can now say, well, we tried to make it happen, we voted for it, and the EFF didn't. So they're in a difficult position now on this issue.
Indeed, and the ANC speakers, that was the Minister of Justice, Ronald Lamola, as well as their sweeper, the Honourable Mashatse, also mentioned this. They call it this an unholy relationship with the EFF, the Freedom Front Plus, and the DA. And they're saying that voters should take notice of this unholy alliance of these three parties that, you know, represent completely different interests, with at least the EFF. So they're saying that the EFF has sold out the people of South Africa. Dr. Motshekga, the chairperson of the ad hoc committee, says that they've failed the people of South Africa, the will of the people. They've voted against the will of the people. So the ANC definitely using this as an attacking tool to use against the EFF during the debate, saying that the EFF has now gone to bed with the Freedom Front Plus and the DA, and saying the same thing about the DA and the Freedom Front Plus going to bed with the EFF, and saying that voters, or South Africans rather, should take notice of this.
Babalo, thanks very much indeed. Babalo and Dan's a parliamentary correspondent for EWN. Yes, strange days indeed. The EFF voting against the amendment of Section 25 to allow for land expropriation without compensation on a finesse, on a legal wording, because they didn't introduce the amendment. The ANC votes for it. They had to be pushed into it, effectively by political pressure from the EFF. And it fails to pass because the EFF don't back it, and the EFF align with the Freedom Front Plus and the DA. Boy, we're in a strange space in South African politics at the moment.